Collins Bay in Frontenac, Joyceville in Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Tension, wall of sound, no real reason, and I can't escape it. Unbelievable tension, wall of sound, monolithic, so I'm gonna stay still. 'Cause every time I try, tucking myself backwards away from my desires, something inside stops me. Oh, every time I try, something inside stops me. Pressure, wall of sound, love and hatred, and I can't escape it. Tell me you hear it, that wall of sound growing louder, so I'm gonna stay still. 'Cause every time I try, tucking myself backwards away from my desires, something inside stops me. Oh, every time I try, something inside stops me.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another amazing episode of Bangers. As I promised all of you, I have returned after a week instead of taking one of my very long, unplanned hiatuses. And let me just give myself some credit. I apologize if you're listening to this like a week later, but I would just like everyone to know that I trekked through negative 30 degree weather just to be here, so I think I deserve a round of applause. I'm gonna clap for myself. That was... like, no one's here. It was a very treacherous journey, but, you know, I gotta give the people what they want, and that's another Bangers episode. So, I'm in a bit of a, I guess, sadder mood right now. Like, it's, like, seasonal depression, so I apologize. I think that there's a big lack of EDM this week, unfortunately, because Charlie, like, dropped something, and of course I live, and that's what you guys just heard. It's one of the, I think it's the last single before the album for the Wuthering Heights movie comes out. It's called Wall of Sound. It's just so cool. I love how she's experimenting with like classical music, but mixed with her sound and her vocals and like her tone. And it's so Charlie, but it's also so perfect for the movie. And it's just really interesting. I still think Chains of Love is my favorite out of the three because unfortunately House got memed into infinity on TikTok. Which people were saying, which was good. People were joking that song was gonna like have a kill count if it wasn't for like the really funny edits of like Flint Lockwood from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, or the doc, the Dr. Seuss ride at Universal Studios. I should totally talk about that for today's pop culture segment, so I'll be probably getting into more of that later. But as always, there are more songs coming because that is what y'all are here for. So I'll talk to you again in a bit. Peace out.
Bad boys is complicated. take a picture. Goodbye, goodbye, man, I wanna take a picture. Goodbye, goodbye, man, I wanna take a picture. Goodbye, goodbye.
Okay, with that, we are back again. I don't love The Fool, but I feel like this was a pretty monumental moment in pop culture, so I did have to play the new Harry Styles song. I'm gonna say it wrong. Can we stop using words that the average folk don't understand in our song titles? Hashtag petition. Aperture. I need to fully Google what I meant. It's like a light or something related to that. I googled that like a few days ago, so it's not fresh in my brain. It's not a bad song. I just feel like he's constantly miming other people, which I'm not a big fan of, and it does feel a bit of like a trend hop. Unless this is actually what he wants to make. He has been gone for a very long time, so I feel like he probably like really wanted this to be perfect. And it's not perfect, but it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I was pleasantly surprised as somebody who did not like Harry's House that much and did not think he should have won a Grammy for that. I think this is a step up. Good for you, Harry, but it is no HS1. His first album remains his best. Please go listen to it. I truly believe in his heart of hearts that is exactly the album he wanted to make, and because of that, it feels, well, it's just better because it's coming from a place of authenticity. But I digress. But we also actually know I don't. We need to talk about the fact this fool, he has one date in all of North America. He's going like nowhere. And guess, it's in New York. Wild, I know. Why? 30 nights at the Madison Square Garden. Who does that? It's like he's doing a Vegas residency. I don't have any thoughts on this, and it's insane to expect all of your fans to be flying in from all over the world to come see you. It is, pardon me, but it is selfish. That is a lot of money for a plane ticket for someone to come and see you. And if people don't want to spend that money to come see you, Mr. Styles, you are not selling out 30 nights unless it is going to be the same, like, 100 people that are, like, your super fans that go to every show and chase you around because they're a little bit cuckoo. I wasn't going to see him anyways, but I know a lot of people that really like his music and are really bummed because they're like, I don't have the money to get to New York. How am I? I have no comma. He could have at least done New York and LA and then one Canada date in Toronto. Just even one. Like, one at Rogers Stadium. He wouldn't need to do more. He would be set and he would be done. I am so sorry about this rant. I saw that on my Instagram this morning and I was so enraged. I say this while I'm literally planning an entire trip to the UK next year around going to see Jonathan Bailey and Ariana Grande do Sunday in the Park with George Life. But I feel like that's different because it's a West End Broadway musical. It's always been there. That's always been its situation. They can't really tour it. They don't have that option. They're very busy people. Harry Styles, his only gig is music. He is a touring artist. His job is to go around the world, go to different places and play music for people in those places. We are not supposed to be the ones on tour coming to him. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, then I played Nobody's Girl by Tate McRae. Ooh, she coming for them Addison Rae nachos. And she kind of nibbled them. Good for her. Then we played Sexy Boy by Air. This is one of my favorite songs ever. Such a great vibe. This is one of my go-to songs on the, like, if somebody passes me aux in the car, or if I'm with people and they tell me to play a song, this is one of my go-tos. Along with Billie Eilish's Chihiro, I feel like no one really hates it. It never particularly misses. It's just solid, honestly. And then we finished that batch off with Bad Hackers by Jamvis, spelled J-A-M-V-V-I-S. And Shanik? I'm not even gonna. S-H-A-N-I-C. It's cool. I love when they do the random talking thing in the middle of their songs. I really love this type of music. They ate two Hollis stuff at his own ball game. I don't really know what to say. Two Hollis been pissing me off recently, though. He really has. All those videos, I feel like I've talked about this before, about how his concerts are like the literal reckoning, and he doesn't do anything to try and control the crowd. I'm like, sir, at least do something. I feel like this is good, though, because now you all are finally understanding why I do not play a lot of men on here. They are not good. They do not know how to behave. Somber doesn't know how to behave. Two Hollis doesn't know how to behave. Harry Styles doesn't know how to behave. What are we left with? Role Model and Troye Sivan. There you have it. Guys, the pickings, they're really slim. At this point, for men being a good person, like, if they're actually a good person, I think that we should give them, like, an Oscar. Like, the bar is in hell. Oh my goodness. Anyways, as always, I have more songs coming for you. We're going to go for a little bit of like an R&B vibe with these next few. So I hope that that tickles your fancy. What? Okay, bye.
things I would do to you.
Space for me. be that you want me so much that you don't have the words. Keep me far from friends and family, baby, that's just one of your quirks. And if distance makes you fonder, I'm flattered by the distance you seek. Hey, you know just how to thrill me. Oh, honey, how you kill me. You're such a funny way of saying I love you. Forgetting me more every day, it gets me every time. When I call you but you're not trying to show me I'm the girl you long for every day. You've such a funny way. My sweater from the night we met, how sweet that you're returning it. Just go through, kill me in many ways you do, my baby. You're such a funny way of saying I love you. Forgetting me more every day, it gets me every time.
Feels like I'm gone, wasting away.
Okay, once again, let's get it. I'm going to try and talk fast because otherwise I'm worried I'm going to run over. Scary stuff. We started that off with, in my opinion, one of the greatest songs ever made. If this comes on at any function, I get way too excited, embarrassingly excited. It is Pony by Ginuwine. The legendary Magic Mike song, but she is so much more than that. She is beauty. She is grace. She is poetry in motion. Actually, no, it's like one of the stupidest songs ever written. But I don't care. Music isn't about that. It sounds good. It scratches my brain nice. There you have it. Then I followed that up with, honestly, one of the most interesting songs I've ever heard. It's a very interesting fusion of R&B and Afro inspired situation. It's so cool. It's called Pretty Woman, in brackets, Wicked. Oh, that's not part of the title. Don't worry. By The Honest Guy. I heard this while I was walking to class the other day, and I immediately, it catched my attention so fast because I've never heard another song like this. And I love when that happens. I love when I find something that's so incredibly unique and personalized. It just snatches my attention, takes me away. Just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I'm not sure if I played this already. I feel like I'm having amnesia, but and I followed that up with Such a Funny Way by Sabrina Carpenter. Such a cute little song, little bonus track moment. She's just always going to be that girl. What can I say? Then finished that batch off with Wasting Away by Luna L. Now, as I promised, I'm going to explain how the Charlie XCX and John Cale song, I think John Cale's from like the Velvet Underground or something, which is crazy. The song, the house song, was memed by the internet. So it basically all started. The song came out. It existed in its own piece for a week. Some people were like, oh my gosh, she's copying Ethel Kane, whatever. All of this drama immediately was flushed out when some user on TikTok posted a video of Flint Lockwood from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs in that one scene when he's like running around the house crazy, like spraying stuff everywhere. To this part of the song, let me just play it.
I think I'm gonna die in this house. I think I'm gonna die in this house.
Yeah. And every time they said house, it like slowed down and went black and white. And then obviously people took this and went on to make their own versions of the video. Some of them were real life videos where someone, for example, being in a dance class and they're making fun of themselves falling over. And when like the house part comes in, it's like the nah. The video goes black and white in slow-mo and the text turns like red and it's like, I think I'm gonna die in this house. But the best video out of all of these, in my opinion, has to undisputably be the ones to the Cat in the Hat ride at Universal Studios in Florida. If you know, you know. This ride has been getting clowned on since pretty much the genesis of TikTok, since the app started. There are countless videos since 2020 of people being like oddly scared of this ride for some reason. It reminds me of the Winnie the Pooh ride at Disney. I have been on that one. I can attest that thing is like a crack fever dream. And I feel from what I've seen from the footage, it would appear that this ride bears similar qualities. There's specifically one part where I guess the Cat in the Hat is like, oh, thing one and thing two, and they come out of a box and they just start running at you. And there's so many videos before somebody edited to the sound of people screaming in literal anguish at the sight of thing one and thing two. And it also is really funny because if you look at their hair, it looks like they have not had a shower or brushed their hair in like months. That it's ratty blue hair. And then there's some other cuts and stuff, but you really just have to see it for yourself. It probably sounds so unfunny while I'm explaining it to you. And I think it's truly something that you just have to go out into the world and experience firsthand for yourself. And then you will laugh. Then you will think, you'll be like, oh yeah, she was right. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Me and my friends have been joking we want to go to Universal just to ride the Cat in the Hat ride, and then we dip and leave. So there you have it. That is the memification of House by Charlie XCX. Okay, we got three more songs and they're all really good, so I wanted a lot of time so I could talk about them. We're gonna start off with Love Language by Ariana Grande. Ooh, stuttered there. Honestly, Positions is a great album. I don't get why the fans were complaining. They wanted another Thank You Next, but I think that that album is amazing and it can exist on its own, and Positions can exist on its own. God forbid she just wanted to make the music she wanted to make. It was the pandemic. She's not listening to you. She's unbothered. She's just making the art she wants to create, and it sounds damn good. I have no words. Really great song. I love the string sections. I really think the production on this album in particular was very interesting, and I think this is definitely like her veering towards the artistic direction that we eventually got with Eternal Sunshine, which is even better. I think Eternal Sunshine's her best piece of work. I know a lot of people would probably disagree with me on that, but I don't know what to tell you guys. Anyways, this is just such a cutie little song. And I love that you put a little tidbit of one of her unreleased songs from the Thank You Next era at the end. Kind of like a, all right here, like, stop complaining about this. But I can't. I'm not complaining. Thank you for blessing us. Then, because of the horrible Stranger Things finale, but also because I love him so much, we are going to play End of Beginning by Joe. Yes, I know it is spelled DJO. It is pronounced Joe. This is ratified by Joe Keery himself, I can attest. I would never do him wrong. So take that with, not, don't take that with a grain of salt. Take that with 100% absolute Claire Locke stamp of approval. And as always, we're going to finish with one of my favorite songs of all time. This time it is White Ferrari by Frank Ocean. Sad backstory behind this song. I know. I'm such a party pooper. I believe that he wasn't going to put this song on the album, but it was his brother's favorite song. So his brother coerced him to put it out. But obviously, those of you who know Frank Ocean know his brother is no longer with us, which is very sad. It caused him, like, I don't really think he's ever going to come back to make music again, which is completely understandable. That is a lot of grief. But it makes this song so much more upsetting now because it's such a beautiful body of work. And I think that it holds so much more meaning now than it did before. I just can't believe he didn't think this was like worth putting out, or he didn't want to. It's literally a masterpiece. Same thing with Ghostin' by Ariana Grande. She did not want to put that song out. I think it's the greatest song she's ever made. Sometimes you just need someone else in a room to see something in a piece of art that you don't necessarily see, especially when, for example, like you've been sitting in front of the mixer comping your vocals for like 2 hours and you're just sick of what you're hearing in your ear. A little bit of production jargon there. Okay. And I guess with that, that's me all talked out for the week. I can't make any promises this time. I'm not sure if Bangers will be making her return next week, but we are going to try our darn best. So I will see you guys. Enjoy these last few songs. Bye bye.
I know you probably think it was the use. I promise it's the little things that you do that make me wanna give it all to you. You know I do, babe. You suit me. You hold it down with every word you speak. Love it. Baby, been a minute since I had something so sweet. You could talk it all night. You and the medication when I'm feeling anxious. That's the kind of thing I like. Teach me how I love you. I'm not learning what it means. I want you to keep speaking my love language. Baby, talk it all night. Why would a double backer do the same thing twice? I question something that I can't deny. Let my baggage up the door. When I'm feeling anxious, that's the kind of thing I like. Teach me how I love you. I'm not learning what it means. I want you to keep speaking my love language. Baby, talk it all night. Baby, pardon my French, but could you speak in tongues? Never lost in translation, cause you know how to want, boy. Treat it just like Givenchy. It's expensive to taste. Ain't no need to remind ya. It's like G in your face. Speaking my love language. You could talk it all night. You and the medication when I'm feeling anxious. That's the kind of thing I like. Teach me how to love you. I'm not learning what it means. I want you to keep speaking my love language. Baby, talk it all night. Like, whoa, know you like an inside joke. Running cause you just must be. That's you wanted in slow-mo. I know what you had before. Your ex-girlfriend don't want no smoke. I ain't tryna start no lease. I'm just gonna make you my home.
Save it for the middle of the night when Bad luck to talk on these rides. Mine on the road, your dilated eyes. Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. Had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick by me, close by me.
Shoot,
we're fine.
Shoot,
we're fine.
As distance slow by.
Left when I forget to speak. So I text the speeds, lesser speeds, Texas speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me, eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year. White Ferrari.
Oh,
good times.
In this life, in this life, one too many years since.
Places to go.